Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Christopher Scott, and I'm here with Caroline Desor from Yecla. And you work for the regulatory body down there, which is it's a wine region in Spain.
Exactly.
So what we want to do is talk about the wine region today and get a feel for it. It's one of those regions I know a little bit about, but not much. So do you want to just start off by saying, first of all, hello.
Hello.
And tell us a bit about yourself, and then we'll get into a little bit about the wine region itself.
Yes, please.
So you work for the regulatory body?
Exactly.
Which is?
The Consejo Regulador de Yecla.
The reason I got you to say that is because I don't think I'd be able to say that anywhere near as well as you.
And they're in charge of all the regulations of the denominación de origen.
Yep.
So they make the regulations how much grapes you have to leave on the plant and if you have to put acidity or sugar or whatever, and they control everything.
Yep.
So this is like in every appellation all over the world, actually.
Exactly, so exactly, yeah. Exactly. Okay, now that's cool. Let's start off with where the heck Yecla is.
So if you look at the coast of Spain, you go further down, you have Valencia and Alicante. It's not on the side of the Atlantic, it's still in the Mediterranean.
Yep.
And then if you go about 50 kilometers west inland, You come to Yecla. It's a little town of about 70,000 people living there.
Yep.
And mostly it's wine industry. They have also furniture. They have,
okay.
Yes, it's very funny, yeah. But they mostly it's wine industry, actually.
Yeah.
And the main variety is Monastrell.
Okay. So just for me, if I'm thinking about it, if you have Spain as a square.
Yes.
They're in that bottom right-hand corner.
Yes.
Yeah, just in the Mediterranean.
Yes.
And it can be quite a hilly region, can't it?
It is. It's very interesting because that's also the reason why the wines still stay crispy and have a nice acidity, because the vineyards are quite high, between 800 and 900 meters. So
yep.
You have Campo Arriba and Campo Abajo. Campo Abajo is almost not sea level, but 100, 150 meters. And then you go up till 900 meters, which is quite interesting for...
Yeah, because you lose, half a degree of temperature
for about
100 meters.
Exactly,
so.
And especially also at night, it becomes very... not very cold, because it's really hot down there, but it becomes a bit colder, and the difference between night and day temperature is very important for the acidity of a wine.
Yeah, people talk about being the diurnals, don't they? And the colder the night, the wines tend to hold on to their acidity.
Exactly.
And there are a number of regions there.
The region actually is Murcia. This is a town a bit further in.
Oh, okay.
And the region is called Murcia, and you have three denominaciones de origen, so appellations.
DOC, yeah.
Exactly. which are Yecla, Jumilla, and Bullas. And they are all well known for Monastrell.
Monastrell,
yes.
Yeah. Jumilla, how do you pronounce it? Jumilla.
Jumilla.
Yeah, but it's J-U-M-I-L-L-A.
Yes. Double L-I, yes.
Yeah, I always think of it as Jumilla, but Jumilla.
Yeah, you have like to spit a bit in your mic.
Jumilla, okay.
Yes, exactly.
I'll clean the mic afterwards. Jumilla. So Jumilla is, I know Jumilla because a few years ago I was drinking a Petit Verdot from there, and it was really lovely. It was a big, rich wine, because Petit Verdot needs a bit of heat to ripen
exactly.
properly. But it was a massively rich wine with this lovely... floral violet notes in there as well. And it was beautiful wine, aged lovely. You know, I had a case or two of it, and I just drank it over about 10 years, and it was absolutely superb.
10 years?
Yeah, that's, it kept for a long time.
Yeah, that's surprisingly long for a wine. Yeah.
I probably drank most of it in 5 to 6 years, but I had I had a few bottles towards the end. So so I know Jumilla from that, but I don't really know Yecla or I've never even heard of, what's the other one, Ballas?
Bullas.
I've never even heard
of
that.
It's next door, actually. You know, the Jumilla not, because Jumilla was known before, very much known, actually, for bulk wines.
Yeah.
They sold a lot of bulk wines. But now there are a lot of bodegas which bottle wine as well, and they make really nice quality. And so Jumilla is the biggest region. But then you have Yecla and Bujas next door, and these are smaller regions.
Okay, so your connection with the region is mainly through Yecla, is that right?
Yes, exactly.
So why don't you tell us a wee bit about Yecla? Is it, you said it was in the hills, was it?
Yes, it's surrounded by hills, actually. Mm-hmm. There is one hill called Monte Arabi, and this is a really nice hill. And you have to imagine, you close your eyes and you imagine very dry land, so very yellow and red stony. It's almost desert, actually.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, all this nice green and fresh vineyards appear. And this is really beautiful to see because it looks like on the moon. And then you see all these green vineyards in this dry desert. It looks really...
Where do you get the water from?
From very deep down in the soil, and also from the hills sometimes. And you have to imagine as well that sometimes there is fog.
Yeah, fog, okay.
Well, fog, it's a bit cloudy, and you get the humidity sometimes also from the air.
Okay.
Then you have to think also that we are next to the sea, mm-hmm. and there are winds coming in from Alicante, from the sea, and this is also fresh and humid air sometimes.
Oh, okay. So you get a little bit of moisture coming in. So you wouldn't call it rain, though, would you?
Yeah. No, but no rain at all. I mean, it's...
No rain at all?
Well, it's... I go there a couple of times during the year, and when I see rain, it's a rainstorm, and that's it. Hail sometimes, unfortunately.
Yeah.
About 3 years ago, they had a huge hail storm, and a lot of vineyards were destroyed, but no rain at all. It's really dry.
So how do the grapes grow? Because if it's never raining, then...
Well, it is raining once, twice a year, you know, but it's dry. It's dry.
Yeah.
And you have to know that... the roots of a plant can dig until 25 meters, which is huge. So they get the water from the groundwater, you know.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. So it must be very hard to establish a vineyard because the roots will be very immature and they'll be at the surface where it's...
Well, you have fortunately still very old vineyards there because it's an old tradition to plant wine there. So you find also old wines. They called it old wines or viñas viejas. That means you have vineyards from 40 to 60 years, mm-hmm. which is quite interesting.
Yeah.
And makes very nice and concentrated
wine. Yeah, I was going to say, as a vine ages, the mm-hmm. yield drops away.
Yeah,
so you end
exactly.
up with more and more
yeah.
concentrated wines. Yeah. Okay. How do you trellis the vines? Are they on wires or are they bush vines?
Yeah, they're bush vines.
Yeah.
Yes, because you have to imagine, as there is not much water, they put the plants, in between the plants are about 150 meters, because otherwise there is too much
competition.
For water. So they are bush vines mostly. Mm-hmm. Actually, not mostly. Actually, all of them are bush vines.
Yeah.
I've never seen...
trellis.
Wires, actually.
So that means it's got to be hand harvested, really.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, which is always expensive.
Expensive, but it's also, it's a huge work.
Yeah.
During end of August, they begin, obviously it's very hot, so the harvest begins end of August, depends the variety. They have also white ones, so they begin first, obviously, with the white ones, and then they go on with the red ones, and it's about until... I would say nowadays even they begin mid of August sometimes and then until mid of September or something like this.
Okay. And we're going to talk about Monastrell next week, but you showed me some of the wines and there were blends of all sorts of grape varieties.
Yes. I showed you this because Monastrell is quite... I talked to you before. I said they are a bit grumpy. The tannins are a bit grumpy in the bottle. And
crunchy is...
no, grumpy, I would say. Not crunchy. Well, crunchy, yeah. They are a bit rough. So that's the reason why they make a lot of assemblage. They put a bit of Syrah in it. They have Merlot. Mm-hmm. And they have Petit Verdot. You mentioned it before, and I think the Petit Verdots of this region can be very interesting as well because they are really ripe.
Yeah.
And the phenolic ripeness has been made. Mm. Not like in Bordeaux, where they sometimes pick it green and then the tannins are really not pleasant, yeah, you know? Yeah. So they become really nice and sweet, and you get really nice wines with this Petit Verdot as well. But the Monastrell needs a bit of help sometimes of other varieties.
Yep. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about Jumia. You said that was the largest region in the area.
Yeah. It's regions in Spain. It's called Murcia, and then they have appellations around it, and one is Jumia, yes.
And again, it's in the mountains?
Jumia is an appellation in the region of Murcia.
Yep.
And it's also in the mountains, yes.
So are all three appellations very similar in terms of grape varieties, climate?
I would say the vineyards of Yecla are the... And Bujas as well are the highest one. And then in Jumia, it's more, as they made bulk wine before, it's more really flat.
And can they, is that got trellising in Jumia?
Yes.
So they can do mechanical harvesting and all that sort
of? Nowadays, yes. They had it before not in Goble, but now nowadays they do harvesting with the machines.
Okay, because that helps keep the cost down.
At least for the big quantities.
Yeah, for the big producers. Yeah. Okay, and that makes sense. The other region is Bujas. What's that like?
Well, the region of Bujas is also the same, but Bujas as well has the vineyards a bit higher, like Yecla.
Okay.
And it's also smaller.
Okay. I noticed that you're right beside, or the region is right beside Alicante. All I know about Alicante is it's a tourist hotspot.
Yes.
Is that right?
Exactly. A lot of English people there and Dutch, yes.
Yeah, drinking a lot of probably Australian beer.
Hopefully wine from the region.
Exactly.
But Alicante is as well an appellation.
Is it?
Itself. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who buys the wines? Is it like, do you get a lot of tourist sales? Or you said that Jumia was a bulk wine exported for a while. Where do people find these wines?
Well, I think mostly also like Enotourism. They like people coming down there and they go to see the bodegas and they buy it directly at the bodega.
Mm-hmm.
And export is growing every year. So they export... I know that Switzerland buys a lot of Yecla from one bodega. And Bujas, I've never seen Bujas very much in foreign shelves.
Yep.
But I think it's growing. It's growing every year. And I'm happy to be here to introduce the people these regions because I think it's really worth it to buy these wines because you get a very, very nice wine for good money. So,
what do, in the UK, do you know what you'd expect to pay for a sort of medium quality Yecla wine?
Between £8 and £15.
So not cheap, but not necessarily over.
Well, you have also cheaper ones. If you buy a joven, a young wine which has not been in the barrel, you may be going to pay £6 or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
£4 to £6. Yeah. You will find wines for £4 to £6 as well. But the nicer ones, obviously, in the barrels, it's a bit more expensive.
Yeah. Okay. Carolyn, I think we'll wrap it up there. And I think next week we're going to hopefully talk a wee bit about Monastrell, the big grape variety from that area.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being with you and talking about this nice region.
Cheers very much.